And welcome back to the Neutral Medical Report. And we have joining us Andrew Shatkin, attorney. Andrew, welcome to the program.
Thanks very much. I'm very happy to be here. I'm delighted to have a chance to have a conversation which could be helpful, both you and me.
Well, Andrew, I think now you practice attorney law. In which state?
I'm doing that now, but I'm now sort of closing my practice. I'll be doing consulting, teaching, writing, and lecturing.
Excellent. Now, of course, your experience, you wanted to talk today about a number of, we call, issues that are important for not only the law, but also pro-life issues, issues dealing with our Constitution. The latest blow we had was a blow that a judge tried to counter the actions of Donald Trump, and we see this again with the Ninth Circuit Court repeatedly trying to start legislating from the bench and literally overcoming powers that were inaugurated by Congress that are not the presidential issue, that they're well within its purview. I find it very bizarre that the sanctuary cities think they can get away with this, but let's start off with the first issue, which is pro-life. I had a very intense discussion Friday before last with Ann Morrison, who, surprised to me, although she states she's a Christian, stated that the Pope could have given absolutions before people did abortion, whether they have birth defects like Down syndrome or Zika virus. But not only that, said that the actions of the Governor Perry increased the distance women had to travel, so they were, quote, going to use, and I heard this usual argument before many times, the idea of the hanger type of abortions or dangerous abortions with mifepristone, etc. I think we need to start dealing with the not only the Constitution, the legal arguments, but the moral arguments as to why our human race is in really grave trouble and why we're transitioning to the state where they literally said in Britain 2 years ago that they can have a child with 34 different parents now, and that, in fact, they can start to build a person almost like a bunch of Lego blocks. This is very scary stuff, and people don't realize it's a consequence to the destruction of the role of women and the role of the stewardship of babies in non-artificial uteri. And believe it or not, they just announced yesterday publicly, I knew about this for decades, artificial uteri can be used to rescue premature babies, but also babies that are being otherwise aborted. And, you know, are they human? I mean, they actually are doing studies now where the drug companies are using embryos that are discarded or would be discarded otherwise, and they're calling them the, quote, human on a stick to do studies that otherwise they get sued by PETA for using animals for their drug studies, and now they want to use, quote, humans on a stick, literally, that's what they call it, for drug studies. It's really scary stuff.
Mm. Well, I was not aware of, could you enlighten me a little more, Bill, about what the Pope said? He said that, What did he say?
He said if you have a Zika virus positive on a test, he can give you an absolution through a priest, so you will not be guilty of a mortal sin to do an abortion. Or, as he's also stated, if there was a major birth defect. Like, a major meaning something like Down syndrome. My daughter had endocardial cushion defect and nuchal thickening. She survived surgery at 6 months and again 2.5 years, and she's never had a problem since. She's 24 now. But in places like Norway, where they have an attitude that if any child has any birth defect whatsoever, and it used to be difficult because you'd have to do an amniotic tap, now you can just do a simple peripheral blood test, and it's more accurate than it used to be, but it still misses them. My daughter's best friend, actually, the test that they did on her indicated she was going to have Down syndrome, and she didn't. And so this can be a false test as well. It's not 100% by any means. It still misses 5 to 10, 20% of the time where their child is normal, and they're told they have Down syndrome. And they do an abortion. And people need to understand that if you abort any time beyond the formation of the embryo, you are committing murder. And it's not the mother's body. It's a separate genetic individual. And the problem is, you see, eventually women will abrogate not only the responsibility to have babies, they won't be able to. It'll be considered wild reproduction. And because of the genetic exposure to toxins in their environment, like Fukushima, and it'll start in places like Japan where women won't have babies anymore. They'll have them in a laboratory, and they'll go down for the birthing ceremony at 9 months.
Well, I comment on this. The problem with, I can't say I'm not at the level of of knowledge, possibly in the position the Pope occupies. But I would say this much. For me, first of all, the Catholic Catechism, which I have read on this issue, unequivocally states, and they cite not only theological figures from the past, but biblical passages,
right,
to the effect that it is murder.
Right, of course, and that's why...
This is the position of the Church on this issue. It's
exactly.
In
yeah, in other words, what you're saying is the Pope is non-canonical, and other many cardinals around the world do not agree with this Pope, and that's why there's a major split, even against other Catholics.
What happens here is that nobody likes to be given the news that is unpleasant or challenges them or calls their actions into question on a moral level. Nobody likes to be told that. But unfortunately, there are certain things within the Christian thinking that involves.
Right.
And what has happened here, maybe, and I can't say, there are secular political forces pushing into the Church.
I think what I'd go even further than that. We talk about this in other programs, but I think we have the Jesuits, who haven't been in the Vatican position for 700 years, are now in there, mm-hmm. and they're clearly not Christian. And we have to just call it out for what it is. I mean, trying to create Chrislam, which is a amalgam with Islam, is plainly evil, and there's no way around it. You can't just kind of dice it and slice it and kind of say, well, maybe his insight. No, he's wrong. Wrong is wrong, right is right. And the thing is, we can measure it by the Bible. We can measure it by other writings of other Christians over the centuries.
Yes, it's true. Where I differ with this issue of taking a baby at whatever stage because it has a birth defect or is not as perfect as we wish as a human being, I mentioned this to you, with kids in special ed, with all kinds of kids that have these problems. Some of them are very bright. Some of them, they're not stupid.
Right.
They're not, there's an implication.
They're high functioning.
My
daughter travels with us internationally when we travel and fly and take cruises and whatever, and she's more appropriate than I am in public, okay, to be honest mm-hmm. with you. So I got to tell you, there's a wide range, and not only that, some of these kids go to school. Some don't even have bachelor's or master's
degrees. Some of them go to college.
I've met actually Down syndrome young people, and these are not what we call mosaic, because you can have mosaic Down syndrome where they're partially Downs.
Mm-hmm.
They're full Down syndrome, and they have gone and got master's degrees and are teachers and do other things. So the idea that they're, quote, stupid, not only that, there's some things about children with Down syndrome, for example, that's superior to regular human beings. They don't have an ability to hold grudges or be mean. They just can't. It's like...
They're very nice people, actually. They are.
Yeah.
And the problem is that if we're going to start devaluing a human being at whatever stage of life, what about a person who... Euthanasia, say, assisted suicide, or whatever reason, if we don't...
Well, we're doing that already with... We're doing that with Obamacare, and Easy Kill, I call him that. Ezekiel Emanuel that set up the Obamacare plan. I had a neurosurgeon on the show a few years ago that if you're 72 and you need a clipped aneurysm in your head because you have a leaking aneurysm from a lacunar infarct, it's called, you require surgery within 2 hours, but the ethics committee meets on Tuesday morning. By that time, you'll have assumed room temperature, your blood will be replaced with formalin, you'll be already dressed up in your tuxedo or your fancy dress, mm-hmm. and you're heading 6 feet under, and you've already met Jesus, okay? So
right.
So the fact is we have to face the music. Now, here's the other side of it. When someone wants to argue with me about abortion, I know all the intimate or ugly and nasty details.
Right.
And I'm smart enough, and there's enough smart enough people like me that know the research in artificial uteri has gone on for 6 decades. So mm-hmm. the university in Milan was doing research on the University, George Washington University in the 70s. And the idea we couldn't grow an embryo. They were actually having to stop growing embryos at the 20th week because they thought at that point it became, quote, human. This is the ethical thing that was the legal ethical thing at the time. Mm-hmm. The fact is that, let's say a woman says, I'm going to do an abortion. I'll say, look, you know what? I'm going to give you $150,000 if I can take that embryo on block. Will not affect your fertility. Here's the cash. Just sign here, and you don't have an abortion. We transit that baby into an artificial uterus. But by the way,
right.
what we do with it, we're going to enter it into a DARPA program. We're going to horizontally insert DNA while it's a fetus, and we're going to make it a super soldier with genes from different phyla species and genera, and literally attach a magnetronic mind link helmet so that it can be literally a battlefield warrior. But that's not your business. All you need to know is I'm going to give you the cash. And if people say, well, we can't do that, I say, you know what? You need to understand that's what they actually recruited me to do in 1978 at UCLA at the VA hospital. I was going to work on the World MS Tissue Repository and electron microscopy immunology lab, but the other projects were DARPA projects to do precisely what I just said. So when people say you can't do it, you know, people like me that have unusual talents and abilities, if I was unethical, I would be building super soldiers four decades ago.
Right.
So you need to understand this, people, that there's no such thing as it's part of the mother's body and all this other garbage. It's a lie. It's a bold-faced lie. And the problem is, these women are doing this, to be honest with you, the quote feminists that are pushing abortion, they don't like women. They don't like the superior position that women have in society. They actually eventually will make their role irrelevant. In fact, you know what? Last year they announced
Do, if you start getting rid of the babies, what are you going to be left with?
Well, do you know that 93% of abortions worldwide are female? Not the birth defects, female. Not only that, last year they announced they can actually take a punch biopsy of your forearm and make ova or sperm. They don't even need to go in and dive a deep organ. They can just have you reach your arm out in 2 seconds, pop a punch biopsy and create ova and sperm and create an embryo de novo, just out of a punch biopsy of your forearm. So people say, you can't do that. It's like, no, let me tell you, these are the ugly facts. Now, I know three levels of information. First is highly scientifically published in, you know, various journals, sometimes esoteric parts of journals. The second is classified access information, like what I just told you about UCLA and the DARPA project. And the third is supernatural. And I can tell you, part of that comes right out of the simple things in the Bible. The book of Jasher, quoted by Yeshua's brother, James, who quotes the book of Jasher and talks about genetic engineering that occurred in the ancient world before the flood. I mean, people need to know this. This is very real. When the Nephilim came down, they actually were doing hybridization of humans and their fallen ones. Mm-hmm. This is something the Bible teaches. It's not open to dispute. It's a fact.
Also, I just want to say one thing. The left is always crying and have a concern for racism. That is a word that is thrown about by the left wing. I note that, and we all know that the majority, the vast majority of abortions are black women and Latino women. The vast majority.
That's 7 times more likely. If you're a little black baby
and
embryo.
And the left, they say, talk about Black Lives Matter. What if they choose to be silent on the death of these African American babies?
Well,
they have nothing to say.
Well, let's go back to look at Margaret Sanger, and she belonged to the eugenics movement. The eugenics movement actually went from America to Germany. It didn't go the other way around. It went from America to Germany. Mm. People need to grasp that. Margaret Sanger wrote specific statements against blacks, and that's why you'll find Planned Unparenthood, that's what I call Planned Unparenthood, are much closer to black and Hispanic neighborhoods than the poor neighborhoods.
And
there's purposely there. And if you looked at the actual population growth that should have happened with black people, because back 7 decades ago, before all this stuff happened, the black families were primarily Christian, more than even other groups. They were solidly, they were not, you know, basically like now where you can have one guy who's in prison has 20 honor babies from 20 different black women or white women, whatever it is, and that they're getting payments from those women as part of the Social Security checks they receive because they're the honor daddy. This is their culture, believe it or not, now. And they're often violent druggies, and they're spreading not only their more likely violent genes, which we know are monoamine oxidase 1, mitochondrial, and other genes for tryptophan, etc. So they're increasing the gene frequency of violent and aggressive behavior. And the fact is that we have a situation where it's part of the drug, black thug culture, and it didn't exist before. It was created by us because we started to say, hey, you can't have a man in the home, so we'll give you money if you have 1, 2, 3 kids. It doesn't have to even be from the same daddy. So as a result, we've destroyed the black people.
Yes.
And except for some very successful ones.
And devalued them significantly.
Yeah, and they shouldn't be, to be honest with you. Every race has some special things about them. Blacks, I can tell you, superiorly are excellent singers, dancers, and scientists.
Yes.
I mean, if you look at the scientific things they discovered and innovated, they're amazing. And athletes, come on now, are you kidding me? When you look at the percentage of blacks that are serious athletes, compared to any other
group. Also, one other point I'd like to make, I don't mean to interrupt you, that the status of women, as a result of Christian influences and the Christian belief system, women have acquired a significantly higher status. In fact, abortions are regularly performed. I'm not criticizing other systems or countries. It's a fact in China and India. They used to throw female babies down cliffs.
Well, yeah, what they do, actually, my sister is married to a man whose family were from Shenzhen, and they were bankers. Most of them were shot in the back of the head by the Communist Revolution, and his mother swam across Kowloon Bay to Hong Kong, and that's when she had him, okay, my sister's husband. Mm-hmm. So I can tell you, my sister speaks three different dialects of Chinese. She's a linguist and a journalist. She traveled the world, and you can go to peripheral areas in China where there's a much higher population of females because they don't report them, and they don't have citizenship. You have to understand what they would do is they'd stuff their mouth with rice and then they'd water it so it would expand and suffocate them.
Right.
That's what they do. And, of course,
unfortunately, that's a fact, and I am not condemning any individual or group or society, but I think that Christianity has significantly raised...
Oh, it wasn't for Christianity, women wouldn't have any significant
rights
at all.
They'd have no stature.
They'd have no status in tax, in fact, to even do the vote. It wasn't for the fact that there was a Christianity and a Judeo-Christian ethic. There would never be a woman vote. Part of it was the death in pregnancy. But women, on average, have higher average IQs. They're much more social and much more communicative in terms of being able to manage things, which is why the head of the house may be the guy, but the neck turns the head like the Greek wedding. If it wasn't for women, man, society wouldn't work.
What greater value can God and Christ attached to the female sex that the Son of God was born of a woman and came into the world through a woman? God himself came into the world through a female.
Well, in fact, one of the things that's the analogy of Yeshua returning, Yesha, which is the Father in the flesh, because there's one God, not three, okay? But is he's returning for a bride. So we collectively, all of us believers, the Ecclesia, as it says in the Bible, are the bride of God. That's pretty significant. It means he treats us literally like a husband, quote, Yesha, God in the flesh, treats us collectively as his woman. Okay?
Also, who is at the empty tomb? Who? You tell me. Were the
women.
Disciples there?
Two,
no.
Two women.
They
two
weren't
women.
There. The men were not there. The women were there.
Right. So what I think we should start to grasp is if we want to hold up the rights of the Judeo-Christian ethic, we have to keep the sacredness of human genetics sacred. I don't mind the idea of curing specific genetic illnesses, which we're eventually going to do. But the idea of creating transhumans like Zootopia, the idea is of delegating women to say, no, you're not going to have pregnancies anymore. We're going to have, and I know I worked as a doctor working with fertility issues, trying to help women get pregnant and so on, using various maneuvers and techniques and drugs and whatever. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about the fact that at some future time, with the globalists and their current policies, they want to take away even the right for women to reproduce at all. It'll all be laboratory-based. And they're literally, the relevance of whether or not women exist in the future is in question. People say, well, really, they don't need them? Look at how many designations the United Nations has for not only sex, but sexual orientation. And
right.
If you listen to Caitlyn Jenner, he had male sex, and he probably still has his male parts, but he said it doesn't mean it's your sexual orientation. Now, we're getting a blurring from three reasons. First is that we have toxicological feminizing toxins in the environment. The second is cultural and satanic. The god Baphomet is a hermaphrodite. You know, Satan wants to blur the lines between the sexes because without the male and female counterparts to God and his wife, that's us, his bride, there's no children to worship and honor and learn the knowledge of the Most High God. So Satan wants
I was interested in something else. I didn't mean to interrupt you. You made a very valid point. Feminism subtly, if not actually...
Yeah, we're on break now.
The role of women in society.
Shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldanysoap.com. That's oldanysoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldanysoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
You mentioned a very important comment just as we're going to break, that to a great extent, and I agree entirely, that the so-called feminist movement really doesn't like women.
It does denigrate the role of women. It does. Yeah, it says, well, unless you're like a guy earning a lot of money and being a high-power person, that is, I can't say that those are characteristics confined to males. But he's subtly not actually denigrating the traditional female role. That's all I could say.
Right. Now, here's something that I want to make on the positive side with healthcare, and I'm putting together a video that will be ready by this weekend. I want to see more female doctors, but we need to accommodate the system to pay them an hourly wage, not have malpractice at all, have a mediation, so that we can then let women, if they want to work 3 afternoons a week as a good family doctor, obstetrician, whatever, they can work part-time, or if they're retired, or if they want to have a family. We actually don't make it possible, for example, for women to have their role as a successful, let's say, entrepreneur or business person, because we don't provide, say, child care services and other things to allow them to accommodate. Right. And the thing in healthcare is, if you're not totally committed, and we're talking about ridiculous, that means male doctors like myself at 65 plus a couple months now, I would love if I could actually scrub up, because I've done every kind of surgery you can imagine, except for open heart and brain, or work in a health unit to try to help people stay well, a couple of mornings a week. And I'd even provide my services gratis, I mean free. But the problem is with the current malpractice situation in healthcare and licensure, even innovative care like I provide, which is one functional medicine, they don't want it. It ruins their business model. They don't want part-time doctors that are in practice 40 years that know more than these young whippersnappers that don't know what the hell they're doing. They don't want us around, and they certainly don't want to have, say, retired women. By the way, women, by the time the seventh decade arrive, there's seven times more women than men. So you can imagine a female doctor with, say, 60 years of practice, maybe the last 20 part-time, how smart and how compassionate would that woman be if they're working two or three half days a week? Really. And,
right.
And we don't realize if it wasn't for the, quote, the salting of civilization with women, what a mess we would be.
I just want to say one thing that I think might be a point that I think might be of interest. They say there's an implication that people who are pro-life are backward, are unduly traditional.
Right.
They are in the back order. But the fact of the matter is the church's position on abortion or a person of any age having value is an advanced position. It is a very advanced moral position. It is putting a value on every single human being, regardless of their age or sex. We could be 95 and dying in the last breath. God will still have value for them, and they could be in the womb. He'll still attach value to them. It is the most advanced thinking you can imagine. It is not backward.
Yeah, exactly. In fact, that what people have to understand is the compassion and the wisdom of God. And this is one of the problems with even what I call works gospel of any kind. You know, you got to circumcise, you got to do sacraments, you got to do this or that ceremony, you have to...
Whatever. Right, well, that's...
it's all works
that
gospel.
That was the opposition Jesus ran, was in fact, revealing that that was not necessary anymore.
What he wanted to say was... relationship with the Father, Shema, which is hearing and doing what God says, not only from his holy books or writings of the prophets. And by the word, even the word Bible refers to Babylon. It's Babel. Is God want a relationship with you? He didn't want a 10% or a tithe of you. He wanted 100%. He wanted to have your ear, and he wanted to have not only... the word Shema in Hebrew means if you hear and you do what God says, he knows you've heard. But if you don't perform it, he assumes you haven't heard.
One of the issues that the Pharisees had with Christ, and apparently they had disagreements in the Gospels, it is obvious that he was healing on the Sabbath. He was curing someone, bringing them to life. And they said, well, you're breaking the rules.
Yeah, right.
And they said
crazy?
Also, who is this man? They said, he's breaking rules. Who is this man that he's... that associates with publicans and sinners. Again, this is a guy who's breaking the rules.
Yeah, you're breaking the rules by healing on the Sabbath, right?
By healing on the Sabbath.
And, you know, he did that on purpose to say...
with underclass people.
Yeah, and you know...
they saw those people as unfit or something, I don't know.
Yeah, remember what his statement was? He said, I made the Sabbath for man, not man for the Sabbath.
That's right.
Remember that?
I mean, so their opposition was legalistic, ritualistic,
exactly.
Whatever.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
And welcome back. So, you know, we're at that a number of singularities. We're at the singularity of literally taking over control of the, of literally becoming the primary force that can control our own genetic heritage. We're at the point where we're going to have limitless energy, which, in a sense, they hide from Tier 1 science. They already have tokamak fusion reactors. 5 years ago, the Chinese announced, after hacking into a lot of our intel agencies in our NASA program, because the Chinese are also planning on a moon base. They're planning on their own Chinese space station, which is literally a copy read from ours, and the ISS from ours and the Russians. What we have to understand is God wants us to be prepared to be a compassionate civilization that can, that loves everyone's skin color, heritage, and genetics, but has a relationship with Him and doesn't have real lies going on our false religion. I'll give you an example. We talked about this the other day with Craig Wynn. And we'll have back on the program coming up this week as well, on Friday, Bill Warner, former Tennessee State University professor, about his book Political, and his website Political Islam. And we have to understand that Islam is a purely satanic religion. In fact, the words of Craig, who's actually translated the Hadith and the Quran in lineal time, it's a dialogue between Muhammad and Satan. And he's actually states in his own statements. In fact, part of the dialogue and the problem with happened to Salman Rushdie, the academic in London, is he actually stated the obvious of what was going on between Muhammad saying, I'm not sure if I was talking to his version of God, which is Allah, the moon ward god of Mecca, Medina, or the opposer, Shaitan or Satan. And we have to understand that when they preach in Islam, when Jesus comes back, he's a Muslim, according to their doctrine. And if you don't convert from Christianity to Islam, you get beheaded. That's what they preach in Islam. And it's not just moderate Islam, extreme Islam, jihadist Islam. It's all Islam. And if you look at Talmudic Judaism as well, they preach things that are satanically pagan. They're not like the ancient Hebrews. People need to start grasping that. So we need to get rid of our dirty clothes, and that includes within some of a number of Christian cults here in America, you know, that are preaching things that are greatly not Christian. We need to smarten up and just go back to the Bible and prayer and say, is this from you, God, or is this satanic garbage that snuck in through the back door? What is it?
Right.
And I think we need to be more honest, because we're tolerating things. Right now, I'll give you a concrete example that ranks me, but it also ranks other people. Donald Trump's a good man. He's a patriot, and he's American. Who's going to amazingly talented? He's a genius level. He's going to rebuild America. But the man is a high level. Let me finish. The man is a high level Mason. Okay, and the Masons founded America on Masonic principles of dialectics of oppositional power, which is why we have the separation of powers. And America has become the greatest nation in the history of the world. But it's just like when God created Adam. He doesn't want us to go the wrong way. America is becoming Babylon. It's scary what's going on in America, and even under Donald Trump, some of the things that he does are really, really good. I mean, this guy is cleaning house. He's like a pest control guy with, you know, North Korea and the ISIS people. But on the other hand, some of the things he does are scary, and we have to start realizing we need to pray for this man, because I think his journey, he will go from being a high-level Mason to becoming a real live, as they say, like Pinocchio, a real live boy, a real live Christian. And that journey started when he was on his campaign trail, and I believe this man is going to become a Christian. And it'll put him in grave danger, by the way, when he becomes a real live, 100% bought by Jesus' blood Christian.
Can I just talk about one other thing?
Go right ahead.
As you know, the Supreme Court, I am not a person who has hatred or opposition to any human being. I mean, I don't, for obvious reasons.
Right.
But they're created, they're redeemed, they're valued by God, and that's the end of the story. But on the Supreme Court's decision on same-sex marriage, they said it was a fundamental or constitutional right. I part ways with that. Marriage has nothing to do with the federal government or the Constitution.
Oh, absolutely. I don't understand how they can twist it. How can they
do
that?
They did it. It is a matter reserved to the state authorities to issue licenses, and if you don't want to get married anymore, you go divorce. That is all in the state courts, essentially.
Right. Well, they can say something like a civil union where you share property or insurance or life insurance, whatever. But this idea of calling it marriage...
I don't think it's an equal protection fundamental.
No, no, it's not.
The
same thing as the federal government. When the federal government does pass laws, like for example, through the Congress, it talks about, you know, how they're going to apprehend criminals that are really here illegally. Now, remember, Donald Trump's repeatedly stated he's not going to get rid of the DACA kids. And the people who are illegally here.
No, he was fair. He was reasonable.
But I do know that there are instances here in California where the ICE people are a little bit more aggressive than they should be. I know that they need to pull back a bit because they're grabbing people at the bus stop and so on, haven't committed any crimes. But here's what I think will happen. You're going to eventually see enough push-pull on this that the only people who are going to get deported are criminals. And they should be.
Some of them come back after committing crimes, commit more crimes.
Well, they shouldn't be. They should be translated from our prisons to their prison in their home country. And the home country, by the way, should, if they won't cooperate, we should kind of ban any visas to travel from those countries, whether Central, South America, wherever, that they can't travel here at all.
Well, as you probably are aware, the Ninth Circuit, you are in the Ninth Circuit in California.
I know.
I think it's one of the more liberal federal courts, I believe so. I'm not criticizing them, but they seem to be.
That's the term that
they say. When he withholds funds from these sanctuary cities, that it's unconstitutional. I don't see it that way. They are acting in violation of the law. not to turn these people over for proper arrest or possibly deportation. They have committed, as you say, they have committed crimes.
Well,
they have no right to sanctuary. Is for innocent people.
Now, you have to ask your question. Now, Barack Obama is, they estimate his IQ is in the 130s. He's not a stupid man.
No.
But he's an evil man. And he and even Hillary, who's even a little smarter, I guess her IQ is supposed to be in the 140s, and she's evil. Mm-hmm. But she said privately that we can't vet these people, yet we're going to increase the amount of illegals coming to the country by 550%, even over Obama. They haven't understood why are they doing this. Why are they even watching people like the FBI and so on, watching people inside the country that are potentially going to commit, you know, they're in a sense already committed some crimes, but now there's real good evidence they're going to commit a crime. They don't grab them. And the reason why, they have to have a certain level of dialectic of chaos for them to implement further control over the general population, whether it's gun control or eventually move into a cashless society. The real goal isn't, hey, we want to have lots more criminals killing lots more Americans or raping them or whatever. Just like in Germany with Angela Merkel, who's a daughter of a pastor in East Germany. No, their idea isn't just to slake their ego because they feel so bad that they're so financially successful and they feel guilt over the Holocaust and all the stuff to the Germans. No, it is the globalists want to have a certain amount of chaos so that they can justify further controls over the general population. That's what's really going on here. And that's what Obama's doing. Again, when he let the doors open, now we've got 10,000 MS-13 gang, and these are bad guys. These guys, they kill just for the joy of killing. They don't just kill to make more money or to sell more drugs. They kill just because it's fun to really do ugly killing.
I have a comment here about this business with sanctuary cities and shielding people from ICE who have possibly committed crimes. And Bill Deagle, Dr. Beagle, a person who is cooperating on an illegal action, frankly, the president has every right to arrest them.
Yeah, I don't understand why Barack Obama for 8 years literally suspended the actual law on the books, actually told the officers don't enforce it, frustrated the heck out of the ICE people and the border guards. And now we actually have a president who says, look, I don't have to invent any laws. I just have to use the laws that are already on the books. And people are up in arms saying, how dare he? He's a dictator. I'm thinking, no, these laws were passed by Congress over 4 and 5 decades. Are you kidding me?
Well, as I said, I mean, also, I had my theory about the reasons for sanctuary cities. I think there's a cheap labor issue. These people are extremely cheap labor for a lot of businesses, bars, restaurants, whatever. That's one factor. Also, in California, maybe they are potential voters for
they're not maybe. There's not. You know what, the governor here in California, because I've seen it on the news, and including private interviews on video, et cetera, with Barack Obama before the election, the motor voter laws, there's estimated 2.3 plus million people who have got a driver's license who could go to the voting booth and almost certainly did, and they would probably vote Democrat, which is why say that the popular vote was tilted toward Hillary. That's because, at least in California, there's up to 2.3 to 2.8 million people who actually shouldn't vote at all, who actually just had a driver's license because they gave illegals. The last 2 years in California, the number of people getting driver's licenses exceeded the normal population moving from other states or other countries who were legally here, were the illegals, so that there are over 500,000 each year that got driver's licenses in California each year that were illegals. So when you look at the total numbers, wow, it's like 2.3 to 2.8 million people who could vote and probably did vote. The problem is also these voters often vote more than once. They don't just vote once in places like Detroit and elsewhere. They voted up to 7 times. And that was actually found out by when they investigated, because they were saying, well, we dispute the vote, they actually blew back in their face.
Were the illegals actually, my understanding is a number of them actually did vote.
Sure they did. They were told to. They were told, it's a sacred place. You're not going to get... They thought, well, ICE will pick us up if we go to vote. No. The governor and Obama said, no, this is a sacred place. You go there, you're treated the same as any other, quote, American citizen, even though you're not legally. And the problem is there are a lot of people waiting for decades to get American citizenship through legal channels. I think, well, let's streamline the legal citizenship, but make sure people are properly vetted so they believe in the Constitution. They don't believe in Sharia law. They're not coming here from Russia or Central America or anywhere else that's going to do bad stuff besides It's not just Muslims. There's bad people all over the world that want to do bad things in America.
Of course.
So, I don't understand it why. And Barack Obama with a smirking face, you know, people think, well, if they ran a third-term election, there's still a lot of people that would like to have Obama back rather than Donald Trump. Are you kidding me? Surely you're kidding.
Well, so there's another fact. I think it's very significant, and you would probably agree with me. It's always sanctuary cities, not small towns, not rural areas. Sanctuary cities, because the mayors of those cities and those states know that those people could be favorable to them.
They want to stay in power.
Process.
Yeah, for example, if Hillary Clinton got the kind of numbers of people in and made a pathway to, quote, a rapid pathway to citizenship for even all the illegals. The illegals that are here can have a pathway, but maybe it'll take over a decade to get so. And that's fine. Saying that...
Allow them to go back and go through the regular process.
Right, but I think whatever you do, you got to say, okay, the pathway is long, even if they stay here. The problem is, you see, you do not want to automatically create a bunch of Democratic voters because they, quote, got a deal from the Democrats. To be honest with you, if there's a deal, it's going to be actually from Donald Trump, who's a populist. And he's going to say, hey, the DACA kids can stay, but they got to go through 10 years, and if you commit a felony, you're deported. Like this one kid who's trying to complain that he committed a crime, and he's deported because he's DACA. Excuse me, you can't commit a crime and figure you're going to stay in America. You're out, bud.
And, by the way, how do you feel about Donald Trump, and they also say this about Marie Le Pen in France, they refer to these people as populists or nationalists. They're making no bones about it. They're saying they represent the people of their countries, okay, and they oppose these global international economic forces.
Well, I'll tell you what the solution is. When we talk about this, there was a French academic back about 50 years ago that was brainstorming the idea of creating a European Union. And what they want to do is counter the development of an elected population putting a, quote, populist leader like Adolf Hitler forward. Because Adolf was voted.
Mm-hmm.
Hitler was actually voted in.
He won the election.
So their idea was they wanted to have a secularized bureaucracy that would actually control everything. We've got Glenn in Philadelphia. That's a question for when we get Craig on next week, by the way, Glenn. So... We'll talk about that next week when we get Craig on the air. It's really not a
terrific.
Appropriate. Yeah, we have a question regarding Craig Wynn, and that'll be next week when we bring him on. We talk about end days. And don't worry, Dr. Deagle is not exactly Mr. Nice Guy. If I agree with somebody or don't agree, I believe in a dialogue. If someone has a really good point, I don't care if they got grade 3 and an IQ of 80. If they got a point, I want to learn. I'm not a knucklehead, okay? But I want people to understand that I like to have what I call like an ancient Greek school of thought, that you have a dialogue of intellects, you're wrestling with the truth until you find out what the truth is.
Right.
And when we talk about that next week with Greg, we'll have an interesting discussion, believe me. So we got the closing minutes here, 2 minutes in this segment and about 4 or 5 in the next. What else would you like to say?
One comment about, as a lawyer, about Barack Obama's transgender bathroom directive. I looked at that, and that was based on sex discrimination statutes.
Right.
Transgender, and he distinguished between a gender issue.
Right.
I do not think that this has to do, transgender people, whatever they're doing, and I am, I don't really know them, and I can't say much about their habits or beliefs, but these are sex discrimination statutes. They're not applicable.
Right. And I heard the arguments, by the way, put forward by Caitlyn Jenner, and I don't agree with them, and I'll tell you why. When they have female transgender, basically they're guys that have converted to female, and they're winning all kinds of sports championships, weightlifting, this sports, that sport. This is not fair to regular women that don't have either the body habitus and the muscle-to-bone ratio or the hormone levels or anything. Even if they're on hormone therapy, their very genetics has changed the structure of their bones and muscles, so it's not fair to compete with a transgender male who's now a female. Even if they're on hormone therapy.
What's gender? You can't talk about transgender. Either person's male or female. They have a sexual body of some kind. Transgender.
Well, you can see unusual types like Klinefelter syndrome that has, two X's and a Y. But they're basically, if you have a Y, you're a male, even if you're a screwed up male, okay? The Y right. gene is what makes you a male, period, okay? It's really easy. If you got a Y, you're a male, even if you...
I think he was pushing the envelope with that thinking. That's what I'm saying.
Well, and the problem is they're not scientists, okay? And the problem is when you start doing this, you basically really put a notice against females. If you're trying to compete in the Olympics against a transgender male, forget it. You're not going to do it. We've seen this also, a transgender female trying to compete in swimming. In the female mm-hmm. competition, she was top, like, of her whole group. She was, like, winning. She became a transgender male, even with hormone therapy, didn't do a damn thing. She was way at the bottom. It's like, excuse me, you're not going to compete against males with male hormones, a male muscular structure, male genetics. Isn't going to happen. Okay? The ones that would have to go out and kill the wildebeest and carry it back on a pole 3 days across the desert or the African underbrush, they're males, not females.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
You gotta let me go. Are we human? Or are we dancers? My sign is vital. My hands are cold.
Welcome back. I'll give a biological explanation of the transgender thing. First off, we have, and I use the analogy, and I've used it a couple times to try to be sarcastic but get a point. If you're a Florida alligator farmer, some people like to taste alligator. Okay, I don't know why, but they do. But the fact is, years ago, you'd be able to tell the male and female alligators because the male ones are a lot bigger and they look different, even from a distance. Now, nowadays, you can't tell, so you got to flip them over to look at their equipment to see what they are. The thing is that you can be a male. In fact, this is an interesting statement that Caitlyn Jenner said, and he's going to run, he or she is going to run in politics. he has sex still because he's got male equipment as a male, but he's female in his mind. Now, we have to realize that maybe they're telling the truth, that they actually have male body parts, but because of either intrauterine hormones or some other changes due to toxins, they're being feminized. Now, you can actually do neuroscientific testing now in neural pathways, and it wouldn't at all surprise me that a number of our male population are feminizing because almost all, we're talking about 99.99% of all the toxins are lock onto the estrogen receptor up to several hundred times stronger than estrogen. Mm-hmm. So if you look at plasticizing agents and toxic chemicals and so on, they're almost all feminizing. Very, very, almost none, and you have to really search, are masculinizing. So right. if you're looking at the neural pathways, if I could say take 100 males who say I'm transgender, I would bet the majority of them are actually telling the truth that they actually have female patterns, even if they have high levels of testosterone, androstenedione, and dihydrotestosterone. They got normal size male equipment, and their genetics are still XY. In other words, they're not Klinefelter or some other weird anomaly or a location of a chunk of DNA that indicates they're kind of screwed up. So what I'm saying is they're feminized because of toxins in the environment, and that's really happening. That's part of the reason why we have a blurring of the lines. My guess, if you actually did the study, you'd find out, but you don't accommodate people that are, quote, feminine in their brain, because there's a wide range of what we call masculine and feminine. Some characteristics, for example, most people don't realize.
I think we both share both characteristics, both sexes.
Right, well, for example, almost all health professionals are feminized in the sense, in the way they like to be, you want to call it, nurturing, et cetera, et cetera. So
if you
actually look at the percentage of
football players, are they?
If you look at the percentage of healthcare doctors and nurses and so on that are, in a sense, feminine in terms of a lot of their behaviors, it's a much higher percentage than the average population.
Yeah, that's true.
It doesn't mean they're homosexual either. It means
that
parts of the characteristics of their personality structure, maybe even the way their brain's wired, they're much more, quote, feminine in their neural pathways, that they're more nurturing.
Male elementary school teachers acquire a feminine sort of presentation.
Or maybe maybe it's a niche they slide into because that's part of their way of their...
That's part of their work, right?
Part of who they are. So
right.
I don't think what you do is you reassign different bathrooms for that. You just
shield
other people from them. For example, if you've got a 6'6" transgender male and he wants to go in, and he still has the broad shoulders even if he's got breasts now from artificial breast implants, and he's on female hormones, so his voice is changing, but you can see he's got a great big Adam's apple. It's scary to females. It also is, in a sense, an assault on the identity of normal, quote, females that are normal sexually and normal orientation and normal anatomy. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So what we're doing, and remember now, this is a globalist scheme because they want to create a drone class of asexual lower class people who don't reproduce except if they're licensed in a laboratory, just like a beehive. They want to create a beehive where the worker bees are neither male nor female. And if you see that objective, you understand why they're blurring it and why they're not reducing even the toxic load in their air, food, water, etc., and why they're feminizing the entire population toxically. And in fact, I'll make a bet, if I could do the fancy studies with the imaging and so on, I could prove a lot of that is actually happening.
Right.
Unfortunately. But doesn't mean you get special bathroom privileges. Maybe you get a special bathroom inside the men's washroom, but you don't go to women's washroom. That's what I think.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.